You're listening to Wait, Am I an Adult Now? One of the only podcasts out there that interviews young millennials riding the squiggly line of life.
We're your co-hosts, Shelby Wildguest
and Savan Pichotto.
And together, our mission is to inspire you with stories of millennials just like you who are paving their way in the new creative economy.
Our guests are leading epic lives through entrepreneurship, artistry, charity, music, corporate leadership, and so much more.
Are you ready to jump in?
Let's go.
Hey everybody, welcome back. We are back with another quote of the week, but actually, once again, we're doing question of the week. So still QOTW,
yep.
But we are bringing back these changes cards, the final one of this month. And I believe it's Savan's turn to ask me a question.
Oh yeah.
It is, yeah.
Sorry. I thought you were going to say my turn to pick a card.
No. You're to ask me a question.
All right, cool. So yeah, what category are you feeling?
Cognition.
Why did you pick that?
So I've done this exercise a few times before and I've never chosen cognition.
Okay.
And I've been doing a lot of work lately on just expanding my thinking and understanding more about how our brain works. So I feel like that's a good one.
All right, this is good.
Okay.
What is a thought you used to have that you no longer believe it to be true?
Oh, I actually asked this question in a similar fashion at a retreat slash like event that I just held. I asked it in a way that basically said, what thought needs to die to make room for something better to be born?
Right. Okay.
And I think for me, there's a couple different ones. The first one is that people are judging me because sure, people are always going to judge me, but I don't have to let that thought stop me from doing things that I think are valuable or that will be beneficial for some people. Like just remembering that for every person that judges me, there's probably two people that are getting value from me. And I'd rather focus on the people who are gaining value and who I'm helping than the people who are with their arms crossed saying, what is she doing?
Right.
So that's the first thought that I'm working on releasing. The second thought that I'm working on releasing is that what just came to my mind, which I am afraid to say because I don't really want to release this thought, but it's probably an appropriate thought to release, which is I am not a runner.
Okay.
Rob's a huge runner. Rob loves running. And he has done marathons and ultra marathons and Ironmans and all these kinds of things. He just went on an 8-mile run just because yesterday morning. And I would never want to go on that with him.
But yeah.
I always say I'm not a runner, I'm not a runner, I'm not a runner. Therefore, I am not a runner. But I feel like it could be something that Rob and I do together and enjoy together. Maybe not an 8-mile run, but like a 3-mile run. It could probably be something fun to do together.
Yeah, well, you know what helped me? Because I never liked running either. I did track for one season in high school and hated it. Uh-huh. And I was like doing sprinting too, which was even worse. So I like to do those Spartan races or like Tough Mudders or things like that.
I could do that.
Because it's a combination of like running, but then you have like obstacles and things like that makes it fun for me.
Yeah, that's very true. I feel like the reason why I don't like running, I was a swimmer all my life, but I eventually transitioned from swimming into water polo because water polo was much more of a... I know what you're gonna say. I was just the exact same thing. I was like, it's much more of a sport. Like, no. Swimming is definitely a sport.
Yeah.
Really, 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 really good sport. But it's more of like a communicative sport.
And I feel like it's activating different things too. Like there's strategy involved and like...
Right. And I got tired of practicing swimming where I was just literally looking at like a black line the entire time. Yeah. And like, sure, the relays are always really fun. Those are my favorite parts of the meets were when we had relays. Because it was like more of a team environment. Water polo for me became my favorite sport of all time. I wish there was like a water polo league in the city. I would join it in a heartbeat. But because like you had to communicate with your teammates, it was really like you were a team and every person had to play their part. And like I would swim well over a mile during one game. And swimming a mile is a lot different than running a mile. Just let me be clear.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot harder to do. And I would get such great workouts and I was still swimming, but I was doing it in a way that I really enjoyed. So I think the Spartan races could be fun.
Yeah. Or even just like the color runs or like something that,
yeah,
like even if you're just running, it makes it more interesting.
Right.
I don't know. Just to get started at
least. That's why I like hiking. Like, yeah. Hiking is a good exercise too, but like it's, there's beautiful views. There's beautiful creeks. There's, it's fun. Like it's not, you know, like I definitely agree with you on what you're saying. Yeah. That's a good point. I could probably do that.
I think you can overcome it.
I can overcome it.
Even if you don't want to.
I am a runner. Yeah. I can do it. So what about you? What is a thought that you have to release?
Oh, so one of them is that I'm not good enough.
Mm.
I was always an overachiever in, when I was in middle school and high school. I always wanted to get the best grades. I would get A's, B's most of the time. But I think growing up, there was always that, oh, well, you got a C or a B, you could do better than that. Or not that that's a bad thing. You always want to push yourself to do more. But I think when you're a kid, those conversations or those comments get taken in or affect you differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of forms that belief of like, oh, well, what I got wasn't good enough.
Right.
So
it's interesting how like what you're saying is very true. Like, sure, when you're a student, you don't want to be a C student.
Yeah.
For a lot of different reasons. It does stifle your opportunities as you get older.
Mm.
But once you're out of college, you've got that degree, like you've done it all. Like,
yeah.
In that sense, the world's a little bit more, it depends on what field you're in, but I think a little more forgiving to have like some creative margin, and you don't have to have everything be perfect. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. Especially with me being in a creative field, it's like, did my grades really matter that much? I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But in any case, I'm trying to work on, especially when I make mistakes with things, like immediately going to that thought of I'm not good enough. And one example I have was, so I launched, this new endeavor of getting more into video, specifically for female owned brands. And I created business cards for them. I gave them to my parents, and my mom said something like, I can't really read it. And, I understand because there's a script font in it. And she was like, I liked your other cards better. And I was like, okay, well, it was a different business. And just little comments like that shouldn't affect me. But I'm like, damn, okay. The way I designed it wasn't good enough. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to and it's not a big deal. It's a business card. But I'm trying to not let people's comments or opinions affect me so much, and just kind of stay in my lane and do what I know I can do.
It's so interesting that you brought that thought up as being the thought that you need to release, because a couple weeks ago when we recorded the question, well, actually, full disclosure, everyone, we record all of our quotes of the week in one sitting, but the quote of the week / question of the week that we did
for the first one,
when you had said, what helps you feel bold. Is remembering the mistakes or the things that you've done that have gotten you to where you are today, and recognizing how far you've come. And so I think, on the same side of that coin of when you start to feel like I'm not enough, rather than letting that pull you down, say, well, first off, recognize that thought and say, I am enough. As a matter of fact, this one little mistake that I might have made, or this one little trigger that's causing me to think that I'm not enough, is actually what's making me even more than enough.
Mm.
It's building me into someone who's even more than enough. And you are more than enough. And by the way, I think your work is amazing, and you deserve to be very much so in everyone's field of vision when it comes to videography.
Thank you. And I think I said this at an event we attended together too, is I always have to remember that my good enough is good enough for somebody else too, because I think I use the same example as when I started in graphic design. I was really, really bad. But I was good at the time for somebody. Like, people actually hired me to create flyers for them and logos and things. But when I look back at it now, compared to where I am, that was really terrible work. I would never pull it out.
Somebody paid you for it.
Exactly. So you're always gonna be at up-leveling yourself. Mm-hmm. So whatever level you're at, it's not saying well, I wish I was at the level of somebody who's been doing it 10 more years than me. It's recognizing where you're at right now is good enough. Your good enough is good enough for somebody.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. I love that. Well, I also want to remind you that you are good enough.
Thanks.
Because you really, truly are.
Appreciate it.
All right, everybody. So once again, the question was, what is a thought you used to have that you no longer believe to be true? Another way to ask that question is, like, what thought needs to be released as we go into 2020? Mm-hmm. What needs to die so that something else can be born, kind of thing. But we'd love to hear what your answers are. So DM us, share it with us. But as always, we hope you have a great day. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you later.
Bye.